Earlier this month, the Haynesboro Assembly adopted a resolution supporting public broadcasting. Public radio stations statewide are facing a 27% reduction, but the threat of even deeper cuts surfaced this week in Juneau. In the interest of full disclosure, Lynn Canal Broadcasting Incorporated is a recipient of a portion of the funding at issue in this story.
I've been a volunteer at KHNS for 30 years, and it is an integral part of our community.
That's Haynes' Tom Ely, who was one of two supporters to speak out at a recent borough assembly meeting.
And I think we should do everything in our power to ask the legislature to fully fund public broadcasting. It's a important resource, source of news, source of emergency information.
Skagway's Tekla Helgeson is a current KHNS board member. She addressed the Skagway Borough Assembly earlier this month, asking for the municipality's support.
This is an important and valuable part, not just of our community, for quality of life. It's essential. This is like having roads. This is like having posts. This is something very important for our community.
The Department of Administration Finance Subcommittee, chaired by Wasilla Republican Representative Lynn Gaddis, met on Tuesday to close out its budget and pass recommendations on to the House Finance Committee. The subcommittee proposed cutting 100% of operating money for public broadcasting. At a meeting last week, prior to the closeout, Gaddis said she was raised on public radio. But she said the difference between then and now is the abundance of technology readily available.
We all have recognized, whether it's newspapers or other, we utilize technology in a different way than we did in the 80s. I'm not even sure I had a cell phone. So I don't think for anybody sitting at the table as we march forward, whether it's your budget or other folks' budget, I don't think it's easy for anybody.
Governor Bill Walker, in his proposed budget, suggested a $750,000 cut, or 27%, to public stations. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting matches state funds to public radio and TV stations in Alaska. A large reduction in state funding would result in several stations losing out on federal support, according to Alaska Public Broadcasting. KHNS General Manager Kay Clements says she's having trouble wrapping her mind around the possibility of losing both sources. The station celebrated 35 years just a few months ago.
This is pretty serious. We've been advised to work with a 27% cut as a baseline for our budget this year, and we don't know where it's going to go from there.
Last year, stations shared a 23% reduction in funding. That meant $30,000 less from the state for KHNS.
And the government has cried wolf so often and forcing us to cry wolf a little bit that people have a hard time really accepting that it's a possibility. But since it happened last year, I think that the perception is starting to sink in that it really is happening, that we really are losing money.
At the Haynes Assembly meeting on February 9th, Assemblymember George Campbell said he was concerned that asking for more support from the legislature for public broadcasting could potentially take away funding for borough priorities.
The question I have that I want to put out there to you all is exactly how much of our political clout do we want to put on side things, and how much do we want to put on what our priorities are?
Assemblymember Diana Lapham responded, saying she doesn't believe that one supersedes the other.
I do support KHNS. They are there not only for entertainment and news value, they are there in the event of an emergency situation.
The motion to adopt the resolution passed unanimously. Assemblyman Ron Jackson then made a motion that the interim manager contact Haynesboro lobbyist Bill Thomas to advocate for fewer cuts in Juneau. That also passed unanimously. This week, the Chilkat Indian Village Council also unanimously passed a resolution in support of asking the legislature to consider less severe cuts to public broadcasting. Skagway Borough Clerk Emily Deitch said the resolution has not yet made it onto the assembly agenda in Skagway. Among the nearly 30 public radio stations in Alaska are about 60 signal translators, including Skagway. Together with the main station, public radio reaches 95% of all Alaskans. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Jillian Rogers.